Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes of January 5th?
Madam Chair, thank you. I did, and I moved the minutes of the, sorry, January, I'm sorry, the 6th.
January 5th. Representative Fenton moves the minutes for January 5th, 2017. Any changes or disagreements? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Representative Pawlowski?
Madam Chair, I'll move the 2017 R3.
Representative Pawlowski moves the 17 R3 resolution on expense reimbursement. Mr. Reinholz is not able to testify on it, but the only changes to the resolution are on lines 10 and 11, changing the housing allotment to $1,800 per month to reflect the changes of the market. I don't know if any members want to speak to that, but we get a lot of feedback from members, and so we bumped it up a little bit. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative O'Driscoll?
I will just shed some light on this. Our members who are outside of the Twin Cities metro area are experiencing some real difficulties in finding housing, and one of the things that members diligently try to do, because it's a two-year biennium, is try to get 18-month leases because they can get better pricing on that, and ultimately this will help be able to lock in prices at a 2017 level for members, and I believe it will save legislatively wide the state some money by doing it this way. So I think this is a prudent move for the House to consider today.
Thank you. Representative Lesh?
Well, you may have answered my question, Representative Driscoll, but so it's 18 month because you all get here and then you got to get it through June of the following year and then you don't care about the rest of the year. Okay, I get that now. Well, my question is, I don't understand why. I mean, I've been a landlord now for almost 20 years, and do you get a lot of people that will sign 18-month leases? I mean, I want them to begin and end at a certain part of the year because it's a lot easier to lease. I begin and end all my leases, if it's possible, in the summer months, June, July, and August. So are there ever any issues with getting spaces? I'm assuming at the rate you need to rent it higher, but what's the answer to that?
Representative O'Driscoll?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Lesh, my experience in the number of years that I've been here in trying to secure housing, I know that there's a differential that you'll pay if you do less than a 12-month lease, and that rent can be anywhere from $400 to $600 a month more because of the short-term lease that you're looking at. The legislature starts in January, so there isn't an opportunity to be able to start doing leases, particularly at the beginning of a biennium, because we don't know who's elected, and this committee has to approve the funding for that. One of the things that happens is you get a better rate if you start going to 12 or to 18 months on that. You're moving in and out in the summer or better weather months, you would have that June 30th termination.
Okay.
In the 18-month cycle.
Okay, so I have one other question, Madam Chair, and thank you, and I don't know, maybe you can answer this again, but are there any situations, because I would think that we should reimburse for throughout the 12 months, but are there any situations where members get it for 24 months rather than 18 months?
Representative O'Driscoll, and I can turn this over to Mr. Reinholz if you
That's where I was going to refer to, because there is a limit, a monthly limit and a biennial limit that's on here, and maybe the controller, Mr. Reinholz, would be better to speak to that issue than myself.
Mr. Reinholz, just to update you, the minutes have been moved, and my understanding, as I've explained it to the committee, is the changes are on lines 10 through 11, and the only change is the housing allotment. If you could just state your name and then verify that that's accurate, and then answer Representative Lesh's question as well.
Madam Chair, Jim Reinholz, House Controller. That is the changes that I was told would be made in this amendment. Yes, the amounts in the housing, both the monthly amount and the annual amount. In response to Representative Lesh's question about are there any people that do not have that do have 24 months, yes, there are. If you read the language on page 1, line 11, after the period where it begins, the Speaker, Majority Leader, Minority Leader, and committee chair, whose home is over 50 miles from the Capitol. As measured by the shortest and more commonly traveled routes, may be reimbursed up to $1,800 per month for the members' actual lodging. They do not have the $32,400 limit. So okay. They can go at $1,800 a month for the full 24 months, yes.
I see, okay. And
Representative Lesh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How long has the limit been 50 miles?
Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, Representative Lesh, as long as I know, because that's an IRS regulation. The IRS has special legislation that allows members of the state legislature to declare their home back in their district as their place of business, which is contrary to what most people would, how most people would be treated. Their place of business is their home for the IRS regulations. That special legislation for House members allows members that live more than 50 miles away to get reimbursed tax-free for housing without that. And so that's established by the IRS, not by us.
Well, and Madam Chair, the reason I ask this is, first of all, I support raising it to 1,800. But second, from my experience, I remember Representative Lincheski used to talk about how she'd be on the phone with a member that lived more than 50 miles away, you know, straight up 35 or something, and they'd be home before she got to Bloomington. And I honestly think that members should qualify for closer than 50 miles. And I would think that there'd be a way for us to do that regardless of the IRS limit. Is that right? It would just be taxable then if you were less than 50 miles, but we could decide to reimburse that if we wanted. Is that correct?
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Lesh. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, Representative Lesh, you are correct. There could be reimbursements, but it would be taxed.
Okay, so last question, Madam Chair.
Representative Lesh.
So of 134 members of the House, how many, do we have any statistics on how many currently take the reimbursement?
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, the current makeup of the House is 59 members are eligible to take that, are over 50 miles away, so they're eligible to get housing. There are times in recent years where not all those eligible have taken it. I mean, we don't know right now as far as this year, because not everybody has turned in their information.
Okay. If I could just get that information offline as to historically how many have taken it and how much, I'd appreciate that.
Madam Chair, Representative Lesh, I have that info.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lesh, you make a good point. My commute was about, I left at 7:25. I got here at 5 to 10 today, this morning, so I think you made a good point.
We didn't start civil law until a half hour late this morning, Madam Chair, so.
Yeah, it's an issue. Are there any other further questions? Seeing no further questions, Representative Pawlowski renews his motion that 2017 R3 resolution on expense reimbursement be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Is there any other business? Meeting adjourned.